Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. We're talking travel this week. Stuart Rosenthal joins me from the Beacon newspaper, and you can read your free copy online at thebeaconnewspapers.com or pick up a free copy at many locations, including libraries and retirement communities and doctor's offices all over the metro area. But we also talk about what's in the paper here. This week, we're chatting about travel, and we're going to go, comrade, to Russia.
Yes. Oh, you want to start with Russia? Good. Okay, yes. We can do that. The reason why we're writing about Russia, you know, it's winter time, right? It's winter there as well as here.
Yes.
You might think, are we crazy? Well, it certainly is a cold time to go to Russia. But if money is an issue, if budget is something that you want to think about and you want to sort of see what's going on for yourself in this country, now might be a good time because the ruble is very weak and things are relatively cheap. For example, according to our author here, a round-trip air ticket between Washington and St. Petersburg are around $750 or less. That's a pretty good price for that kind of a trip. And she says there are hostels, very comfortable hostels. She recommends one called the Soul Kitchen, which they have not only dorm rooms, but also private rooms and freshly baked apple cake in the kitchen every morning. Anyway, $6 a night. A balcony ticket at the famous Mariinsky Theater is about $10. The airfare within Russia to fly to various places is quite cheap, $40 to $50 sometimes for some of these flights. So she's recommending a lot of different interesting things to see. It's not your typical travel story. It's a little all over the place, but it's just something I thought it was worth mentioning.
Good.
And you can read that and find more about those ideas. I also mentioned to you that we have an article about how to bid for hotel rooms. In fact, all over the world. Everybody knows, I think, about Priceline and some of these other websites where you can go in and say, I want a hotel room for this night in this place, and they'll find you a room, but you're committed to it. You know,
right.
If they find you a room, you have no idea what neighborhood it's in or what hotel it is or what quality. You know, I mean, there's certain things you can limit, but you know, it's a little bit of a crapshoot. So there are other sites now, and we write about them here in this article, that allow you actually to select what hotels you're bidding on. There's one called onlybidding.com, lists hundreds of hotels throughout the U.S. and, in fact, the world at large, from one-star to five-star properties. And you enter, can like Priceline, a non-refundable, non-retractable bid, But the hotel has to accept the best bid, and then it tells you whether you've got it or not. But you know what hotel you're going to.
Okay.
So that's what makes it different.
Yes. I like the idea of knowing where I'm going.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there are others where you can select various hotels, but you don't have to commit to it. You don't even have to say it's non-refundable, non-retractable. You just say, I'm interested in this hotel. And the hotel can either say, okay, that's fine. Or the hotel would say, well, how about this? And they'll come back with a counter offer, and you can say yes or no. And either way, you don't have to accept the offer when it comes in. You're open to saying, well, never mind. So those are also nice options. It gives you a little more freedom than you'd have with the other lines.
So you're not pre-bound. If you decide you want to do something, you don't bid to something you don't know and then have to take
exactly.
it. Right?
Exactly.
I like the idea.
Yeah. So he says these are relatively new, and he hasn't tried them personally himself. He's just writing about them. He saw how they worked. So give them a try. He wants to hear from people, you know, if these things work or not. But he says what he suggests is that you look up online and find the best available rates through the search engines and then bid 20 to 30% less and see what it does for you.
Great. More information can be found at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Anything else on travel?
We have a nice Cozumel story about Mexico and how it's in the Caribbean. It's got this wonderful scuba diving and snorkeling thing, but it also has wonderful museums and great Mayan ruins.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fascinating place. I have been to Cancun. I've not been to Cozumel. But I've been to some of the ruins that are in between the two places, and they really are fascinating, and they're deep in the jungle, and it's really quite it takes you back to thousands of years ago. It makes you feel like you have some sense of what cultures might have been like way back then.
So. Fascinating. I always found it difficult, being honest with you, about my study of history. I always found it difficult to differentiate between Mayans and
Aztecs.
That time of the year where I'd spent my whole study in European history, and I was trying to get my head around that. And then we went to Africa, and I was trying to get around that. And then you go to Mexico, and it's like, how do I get all this history into my brain?
Well, no test, okay? Just go and have a good time.
All right, great. So read the Beacon newspaper for more information on that and everything having to do with getting older. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, Bill Van Dyke, you believe in equality, right? Just like every great lender, treating everybody the same, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're celebrating Martin Luther King's birth. He was a great American, fought for the rights of all Americans, especially African Americans, to be treated the same. You know, and in spite of the fact that if we go back to 1866, the Civil Rights Act of 1866 said that all people would be treated the same, regardless of whether they were this color or that color. It took us a long time as a country to get through the changes that we needed to get through. I love working with you because my clients come from all over the world, and they universally compliment you on the way you care for them, and you make them all feel special. And that's a testimony to your personality and the way you treat everybody the same. And you know, and this is a period in time, we're coming into a period in time where we're all a little more sensitive. Historically, during the month of February, we're historically sensitive to the Equal Housing Opportunity Act and the Equal Rights Acts and otherwise. You know, the Civil Rights Act of 1968, you know, a lot of things were changed. Do you know that 1974 bill, it wasn't until 1974 that women could buy houses on their own without the note from a doctor saying that they could not bear children?
Incredible.
I know. It's hard to believe it's just been 40 years. We've gone through a lot of changes. We want to treat everybody the same in our business at the Eric Stewart Group, just like Bill does at Paradigm Mortgage Services. And Bill is a great guy to talk with about getting a mortgage for your home. And maybe you have a mortgage and you want to go through a mortgage review. You know, he's got his mortgage review. I love this. 10 minutes might save you tens of thousands of dollars. It doesn't hurt to have the conversation with Bill. Bill, let me give out your phone number, if you don't mind. What's the best way to reach you?
301-941-1992.
Okay, 301-941-1992. If you're ready to buy, you want to talk with the guy who's going to treat you right, take care of you, and tell you the truth, even if it's to say the mortgage you have is really the best thing going and don't change. That's what we want. And that's why people call me, because they know that I'm going to tell them the truth. I don't think this is a good idea, or I do think it's a good idea. I was with a family in Vienna, Virginia. They're from Cairo, and a lovely family. Really enjoyed sitting with them. And they're thinking about making a move. It's mom and dad, you know, and dad's nearing 80, and they're thinking about making a move out of a luxury townhouse with lots of steps up and down. And, you know, Mrs. is not quite ready. She's closer to 70 than 80. But together, they have to make the decision if this is the right time to right size. So I discussed with them. I said, look, you know, maybe it's not the right time. Maybe it's better to age in place here. And I gave them both sides, helped them see both sides of the coin. And I even talked to them about renting versus buying, encouraged them. Maybe you want to think about renting. You're not really sure you want to take another ownership position right now. That's not a bad way to play. You can go find a rental, move into it. I can get your house ready. We'll put it on the market in 6-7 weeks. They really appreciated the forthright way that I spoke to them, in a way that gave them all of the information. And that's the way you treat people too, Bill. Bill Van Dyke with Paradigm Mortgage Services. Go to paradigm.com. is the best way to find him online. If you are a web person, go to Paradigm. That's GOTOPARADIGM.com. And your telephone number, go ahead and say it just a couple more times slowly.
301-941-1992.
Okay. All right. Your predictions for the Final Four in basketball, Bill, knowing how much you love basketball, where would you place the Final Four if it was going to happen tomorrow? And I'm going to hold you accountable, and we'll see whether you're right in about 8 weeks, okay? Or 4 weeks, rather. No, 8 weeks, excuse me.
Eight weeks. Yeah. I'm going to go with a couple of front runners that everybody would pick, Kansas and North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And for my other two, Villanova and the mighty Terps of Maryland University.
Go Terps, right. Okay, so Villanova, Terps, Kansas, and what was the other?
North Carolina,
yep. All right, we'll see how correct you are. And do you want to put a wager on this, Bill? No, I'm kidding with you, but anyway. Anyway, hey, have a wonderful day, Bill. It's great to have you on the show again, as always. Anything you want to pass on before we go? The mortgage review, 10 minutes to save tens of thousands of dollars potentially. You've been helping people with that as well. Tell us what that means, just 30 seconds, if you don't mind.
Your home is your biggest asset, and many people have equity tied up in it that can be utilized for other purposes. Some people can pay their mortgage off faster could refinance to a 15-year mortgage at little or no increase in monthly payment. Others would like cash out. Is it worth 10 minutes to review your situation and see if there is any potential enhancement? We like to think so.
Great. Again, that number is
301-941-1992.
1992. Or go to paradigm.com. Well, you're getting ready to sell your home in the spring. Don't forget to download your free copy of the Market Ready Guide. It's a free guide that will tell you how to interview a realtor before you hire one, tell you what kinds of things will make you the most money. Frankly, folks, many of you think that you should put money into certain things of your house to sell it and get more money, but you're going to put a dollar in and get 50 cents back. That's not a good investment. The guide will help you know what to do. Download it today at ericstewartgroup.com. Request a free copy at 1-800-900-9104 if you prefer to make a phone call. Again, 800-900-9104 for a call or ericstewartgroup.com. Back with more in just a moment.